We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Welcome to Cash Considerations, a Chicago Bulls podcast. We're part of the Blue Wire Network. I'm Ricky O'Donnell. As always, I'm here with Jason Pat, and we have an unfortunate emergency episode coming at you. We're talking about Alex Caruso with a fractured right wrist. He's going to be reevaluated in 6 to 8 weeks, according to Shams. Alex suffered this play on an unquestionably dirty hit from Grayson Allen. Intent may be up in the air, but Grayson Allen striking a defenseless Alex Caruso in the second half of the Bulls-Bucks game on Friday night, a game the Bulls were already playing without Zach LaVine, without Lonzo Ball. Bulls go on to lose a hard-fought game 94-90. Caruso returned after the play to close for the Bulls, finish out the game, defending Giannis in the fourth quarter, a Herculean effort from Alex Caruso. Billy Donovan and Caruso both took shots at Grayson after the game before the news came out about the significance of the injury. But now we know Alex Caruso out for 6 to 8 weeks. This follows the news that Lonzo Ball is out 6 to 8 weeks with a torn meniscus. Zach LaVine hopefully coming back Wednesday this week, but at the moment he still remains out. Jason, everything is going wrong for the Bulls right now. And all I can think about is retribution for Grayson Allen, who has to pay for his sins. I'll let you go first, and I'm gonna try to bite my tongue a little bit.
Yeah, I think March 4th is the next game. That's at least the next game in Chicago. I think that's an ESPN game. The Bucks come to Chicago, and I'm pretty sure that was the game I was thinking about going to. I think it's a Friday night. I feel like I really want to be in the arena for that game just to yell expletives at Grayson Allen, who has been a longtime dirty player. Obviously, the Duke stuff was what he's most known for, the tripping and all that stuff. I'm pretty sure he's been a little better in the NBA. I think he's had some moments, but you can go like find like 5-minute videos of him committing dirty plays out there on YouTube and stuff like that. So yeah, I mean, in the moment, obviously it was a very scary play. Caruso went down hard. Like, I was shocked that he was able to come stay in the game. He came back, missed 2 free throws. And then, like, as you said, played much of the rest of the game. Admirable job. His shot was clearly a bit off. I think he was like 3 of 11. I mean, so yeah, like, and I've been in a lot of Twitter arguments. So I guess not even arguments. I've had plenty of Bucks fans, other fans trying to defend Grayson Allen. Because in the moment, I said that Grayson Allen should be kicked out of the NBA. I do not think Grayson Allen should be kicked out of the NBA. That's obviously just a heat of the moment, kind of jokey, Grayson Allen's a piece of crap take there. It's literally like a minute later. I'm like, seriously, though, he should be kicked out. They got the call right, flagrant too. Absolutely correct. I would guess he will be suspended. And not just because of Caruso being hurt. I feel like he probably should have gotten I'm not calling for like a huge suspension here either. Like at least one game, maybe longer than that. Because I mean, you mentioned Caruso and Billy were like really upset about it. Caruso was upset that Grayson Allen didn't even like just like come say, hey, like, you all right? Like, I didn't mean it, anything like that. None of that happened. We saw the picture of him smirking on the bench, looking back out on the court while they were reviewing. So I just like all that, plus his history at Duke. I think he had something in summer league too. And I think there's been some stuff in the NBA, just not as bad. I think should probably add up to a suspension. The play itself, absolutely a dirty play. A lot of the people are like, oh, that's like not a hard foul, a clean foul, going for the ball. Back in the 80s and 90s, like, that's nothing. Like, why are you so soft? And it's just like the initial play on the ball, I think, is fine. I mean, Caruso's driving hard. A guy's going to contest a shot. It's fine. He makes a contest, a hard contest, hits Caruso hard across the arms. That's fine. But then when you look at it, you look back at it, you see some screenshots, close-ups. You see, like, I think it was his left arm. He's, like, pulling Caruso's left arm down. And then the swipe around with the right, just, like, completely unnecessary. Caruso's already falling down. The ball is nowhere near going in the basket. Like, what is that second swipe for? Just, that's the play that's completely unnecessary. It has no room for that in basketball. Like, that's not a hard foul. It's a dirty foul. And flagrant two is correct, and it'll probably be suspended a game for it. And all just so many people I mentioned trying to defend it, calling, oh, why are you so soft now? Like, why is the league so soft? It's like, I mean, do you like want guys to get hurt? Like, I guess I understand why so many people love the NFL. They just love seeing people beating the shit out of each other. And like, I all for like physical play in basketball. Like, I don't want my team to play soft. I rip on Nikola Vucevic for playing soft. I was doing it last night when he took several fadeaway jumpers in the fourth quarter. And that last second to last possession where he does not take Jrue Holiday. Like, that is playing soft. Like, you're not taking advantage of your physical advantages. That kind of Grayson Allen, like, committing that foul, like that, and me thinking that's a flagrant, like a dirty play, is not being soft. That's just a dirty play that a guy is hurt now. It's just not necessary in the NBA. Like, that's not being soft. It's just, we don't need that shit in the NBA. Guys get hurt. I don't want to see guys get hurt. So, clearly a dirty foul. Screw you at all these weirdos defending Grayson Allen, who has a history of this stuff. Just not needed. Like I said, he should be punished. Someone, I'm not calling for like a super long suspension. Like, he does not need to be kicked out of the NBA. He shouldn't be suspended for the season. He shouldn't be suspended for however long Caruso's out. Give him a game or maybe even a few games. And that'll be that. We'll boo the shit out of him when they come to the United Center later. And this overall is just a really shitty situation for the Bulls, who are now down their two best perimeter defenders. We talked about how the defense has been slumping, and now those guys were out, and now they're out again for up to 2 months. That's just, it's a big problem for the Bulls right now.
Yeah, I think the first thing I want to say is that Caruso is just tough as hell returning to the game after that fall. Yeah. Watching it happen in real time, I was like, oh, he's going to be hurt. He's going to be hurt for sure. Yeah. I was so thrilled when he was able to finish out the game. Well, he finished out the game with a fractured wrist. Caruso is a certified madman. You know, he had the competitive juices flowing after missing essentially a month with, you know, various injuries. He was on the COVID list too. Bulls finally get him back. In that first game against the Cavs, I think Caruso was like plus 18 in 22 yeah. minutes. You know, made some great plays defensively against the Bucks as well. Caruso is truly the type of player whose impact far exceeds whatever statistics he's putting up, right? Like, you can't really put a number on just how valuable Caruso is. And that's why this sucks. The Bulls and the Bucks are fighting for a position at the top of the Eastern Conference. And Grayson Allen, a dirty motherfucker, makes a dirty play in the air on a completely defenseless player, takes him out for at least 6 to 8 weeks. That move is going to send the Bulls down the standings. It's going to help the Bucks move up the standings. And there needs to be retribution for it. There needs to be retribution from the league. And I would like to see the Bulls retaliate on him too. I'm not saying they should, you know, severely injure the guy.
Foul. Next time
they should hit him with a hard foul. And if you want to say that Grayson Allen play was a clean foul, it wasn't. But if you want to say that's a good hard foul, then the Bulls should hit Grayson Allen with a hard foul too. Grayson Allen has been doing this shit since his sophomore year at Duke, when he started explicitly tripping people. He did it in a game against Louisville. He did it in a game against Florida State. He did it the next year in a game against Elon after going on a public apology tour. You might remember the last time Grayson Allen had a full-scale meltdown on the bench, started crying, basically was exposed to the entire world as the type of player who, you know, has no moral compass, who just does not know how to play the game within a certain code the basketball players play the game in. And if you ever played pickup, Jason, feel like in that situation, there's a way to foul a guy without hurting him. And I understand that these NBA guys are so big and so skilled and so fast that you don't want to give up the and one. But Grayson went way overboard to hit Caruso, to throw him down in the air. I mean, that was a dirty play. And you could say that, you know, maybe Grayson doesn't have a super long history of making dirty plays in the NBA, but he had a pretty questionable play on John Morant earlier this week where he hit John Morant in the air.
I missed that, honestly. I totally missed that one.
He got thrown out of a summer league game early in his NBA career for striking Grant Williams in the head.
I remember that now after seeing it again.
And there's just no doubt that Grayson Allen is a dirty player. And, you know, if he looked a little different, people would have no problem calling him a thug. And that's what Grayson Allen is. He's a thug. He's the biggest thug in basketball. Did he have intent to hurt Alex Caruso on that play? I'm not sure. But the fact that he has plausible deniability almost makes it worse to me. It was the same thing when he was tripping guys at Duke. Oh, my foot got caught. I didn't mean to do it. Well, dude, you have a long track record this shit happening. And what really kills me about it, Jason, is very similar to the Patrick Williams injury by Mitchell Robinson. It's a defenseless player in the air. It's like, dude, like there's no way Caruso is able to brace that fall. He's at the mercy of his opponent. And Grayson in that situation was doing everything he could to prevent Caruso from getting an and one, even if that meant tossing him down and injuring him. Now, what makes this even more disgusting is that Grayson had a dirty little smirk on his face when he was on the bench.
Yeah.
Caruso was upset that he didn't come over to check on him. Of course, that's not in Grayson Allen's nature to do. Grayson Allen normally just sits on the bench and cries about it because that's the type of person he is. And I love to see Billy Donovan and Alex Caruso both come out after the game and call Allen out on his bullshit. Caruso, when asked about the play, said, you know, I was in the air, I was thrown down. It was kind of bullshit. Billy Donovan went on a long rant, and I'm going to read part of this if that's okay.
Yeah.
Billy Donovan said after the game, quote, "It was really bad. It was really, really bad. I'll just say this. We lost Patrick on a flagrant foul to a pretty significant injury. And I said this after the game. I think Mitchell Robinson was trying to make a legitimate play on the basketball. It happened to be a flagrant. There are times there's flagrant fouls. For Alex to be in the air like that and for him to take him down like that, it could have ended his career. And he has a history of this. That to me was really dangerous. And I hope the league takes a hard look at something like that because he could have really seriously hurt him. He's dealing with his wrist right now. I don't know the extent the wrist is." Well, now we know. Now we know Caruso's out for up to 2 months. Could be longer than that because according to Shams, they're just going to reevaluate him in 2 months. So we know AC is tough as hell. I expect him to be back on the front end of that, you know, front end of that diagnosis, but front end of that timeline. But totally senseless play by
just think if he like actually would have like really connected with that follow through too. Like he could have like punched him in the face. Like that was really close to jacking him in the face with that follow through too. It ended up just being him basically throwing him down. It could have even been worse. It's like, do I think he was actually trying to hurt him? Like, that's impossible to say. Like, I don't want to say yes. It's just like, it's just, again, unnecessary. It's dirty. There's no place for that kind of crap. Spare me your 80s, 90s bullshit. I don't need it. I don't need to see that stuff in the game. You can play physical. Giannis Antetokounmpo plays a physical brand of basketball, but I don't see him doing really dirty shit. Even though I think Kyrie called him out for something dirty recently, but like, you can play strong, physical. I mean, Caruso is a physical player. But he's not being like dirty. Like you can be physical. You can play physical, good physical basketball and not be a dickhead about it, which that play was yesterday. And I saw some people talking about the, I didn't see this live. I kind of just saw the highlight of who was it? Something that did somebody do it to Jalen Suggs or did Suggs do it to somebody else? I mean, that play was really bad too. Like that probably should have been a flagrant too. I think it was ruled a flagrant one. It's like, that stuff looks really bad. We just don't need, I don't want like people talk about hard fouls. You can give good, hard, clean fouls. Like, I don't want dudes like decking guys like in the air. Like, I don't want guys getting hurt like that. Like, I don't need it in my NBA basketball. Like, you can foul a guy strong, hard, but without being just like bad about it. Like, just like, that's it. I don't know.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Dirty play, man. Dirty play. And I would like to see the Bulls hit Grayson Allen with a hard foul. And anything else I would like to see happen to Grayson Allen, I'm not going to say on this podcast because I probably shouldn't.
Yeah, I would say, I do not want to advocate like actual violence against Grayson Allen. I will also say, like, I'll bring
do up. Do I think Grayson Allen's a good person, though? No, I think Grayson Allen sucks. And what really?
Cruz looking motherfucker.
Here's the thing, though. Grayson Allen's had a really good year.
He's a fine player. He's a solid NBA player. He doesn't need to do this shit.
He's found a perfect home for his skill set where he can play off Giannis and Middleton and Holiday, and he can just hit spot up threes. And I think he signed a $40 million contract before this season, right?
Yeah, like, he was decent with the Jazz and Grizzlies the last couple of years, I think, too.
But this is the best he's ever been. This is the best position he's ever been. He's playing on the defending champions. You know, the Bucks are going to go on a deep playoff run. He's going to play a key role. But he can't help himself. And that's the thing about Grayson Allen. That's why he needs to be suspended. That's why he needs to be significantly fined. And that's why there needs to be some level of on-court retribution, which has never happened to him throughout his career, to my knowledge. I've been writing about him since he was a McDonald's All-American. I wrote a piece from the McDonald's All-American game on SB Nation in like 2014 that said Grayson Allen is the next Duke player you're going to hate. And at that point, I had no idea he was a dirty player. You might remember his freshman year, 2015, in the Final Four. He had basically never played that freshman year. He was totally out of the rotation. But in the Final Four, he gets on the floor, plays amazing minutes. I think they were playing Michigan State, and then they played Wisconsin
title game.
Wisconsin upset Kentucky's undefeated season. And Grayson Allen was fantastic. And I have some tweets that are truly embarrassing now after that. I really enjoy watching Grayson Allen play. He can shoot. He's athletic. He plays hard. But at that point, we didn't know he was dirty. Then he started making these dirty plays. He started crying about it instead of actually addressing it. And he just can't help himself. So the Bulls need to hit him with a hard foul. They don't need to injure him, but they need to hit him with a hard foul. The league needs to suspend him. He needs to get significantly fined. And it's unquestionably a dirty play. There's really nothing else to say about it. So it's a super unfortunate blow for the Bulls because it's going to severely benefit the Bucks in terms of playoff seeding. The Bulls wanted that number one seed, right? They wanted the Bucks and the Nets to be on the same side of the bracket for them to play each other. The Bulls, despite all these injuries they've had, have basically been in pole position for the top seed. They finally lost it after losing to the Bucks last night. And it just sucks because Caruso's impact is so significant on the team in terms of how much they can win and who they can compete with. And, you know, we saw it in his two games back against both Milwaukee and Cleveland. Really unfortunate. And it's a shame, man. It's really a shame. Unforgivable. Unforgivable by Grayson Allen.
I'm very curious what happened with the Milwaukee Bucks Twitter account tweeting out that great. Was it like a Pride Day tweet with like, but it was like with Grayson Allen? Is that what it was? I didn't actually click on the tweet. Is that what it was?
It was like a game day tweet. It just said game day because they're playing again tonight on a back-to-back. It was Grayson Allen eating a donut.
Yeah.
Now the question is, did some social media worker, you know, schedule that out before the game? Or was it an intentional choice to do it? Well, the tweet's still up. It hasn't been deleted.
It was deleted. They just deleted it like maybe a half hour ago.
Okay, interesting. Now, I'm not going to get too upset about
this. Yeah, I feel like people shouldn't. I think I saw people were, going after, the Bucks' social media. Don't do that. Even if it was, if someone was trolling, bad look, but like, you don't have to go after him and like call him names and shit. Like, they just don't do that. It definitely was a bad look though. I mean, like, if it was scheduled, they probably should have realized it. Like, hey, this probably isn't a great idea. If it was trolling, I mean, that's a really shitty thing to do. I know it was up for a bit after like the Caruso injury was announced. I mean, who knows? I don't know if their social media person maybe just wasn't like able to delete it right away. I don't know. It was a bad look either way, but please don't like go harass the Bucks social media person. Just a shitty move, though. Obviously, I feel like, if anything.
But Grayson Allen, his past should come into play on this. And it just sucks, man. I mean, it's such a tough blow for the Bulls. And Caruso is a true warrior for getting back in that game, guarding Giannis, playing such tough defense. But, you know, you got to protect the players in the NBA, and the league needs to enforce this. They need to suspend him. They need to fine him. And it's just a shame, because it was not a play that Alex Caruso needed to be injured on. Right?
Yeah, I can't remember. Do you remember if that tie up when Caruso tied up Giannis in that drive was before or after that?
That was after.
Was it? I mean, that's like, that was incredible. It was an incredible play. I mean, Giannis obviously is much larger, much stronger, and he tied him up going to the basket. That was an incredible play. And to do that with a broken wrist. Get well soon, Alex Caruso. Even with these guys out, the Bulls can, this next upcoming games, the Bulls can hopefully, I mean, they got the Magic, the Thunder, hopefully grab a couple wins there. The Raptors at home will be tough next week. Hopefully Zach will be back for that game though. Maybe it sounds like they're really liking what they're seeing from his knee. So hopefully he's back, because I mean, with Caruso and Lonzo out, the defense is going to take a hit. You know that. We'll see, I guess, now with Caruso out too, like what this means for trades. I don't want to go too much into that, but like, I mean, we already thought the Lonzo injury, like maybe that means Kobe's sticking around for sure. I mean, now I don't see how you can trade Kobe White when with no Lonzo and Caruso for possibly up to 2 months. Like, I don't know if you can. I mean, it was nice that Kobe and Io had been playing well. They did not play well last night. This was everyone had been hyping the Io and Kobe up after these strong games, and they both laid total eggs last night. Kobe 0-for-9 from three. Io was gun shy all night. It was like 1-for-5 from three, 2-of-9 from the field. Just really the worst time. I mean, because they needed some, just like one other guy to step up and hit shots, and they win this game. And neither of them stepped up. Now they lose Caruso too. So those two guys, Kobe and Io, are going to have to play huge minutes. Hopefully Zach comes back soon and is okay, because it's going to be tough without those two guys playing defense on the perimeter.
Yeah, and I just saw this hit that THT did on Jalen Suggs. Did you see this?
That might have been what I was talking about.
This THT also happened last night.
Yeah, I think that was what people were talking about. I had not seen that until I kind of saw it on my TL before we started talking. I mean, that was a really hard play too. And I think it was only ruled a flagrant one, and that's why people are like, oh well, Grayson's wasn't that bad. Like, why are people making such a big deal about a Grayson Allen play and not this one? Well, it's like, well, I mean, they were both pretty brutal. Like, if you probably could argue the other one was a flagrant too. I'd have to watch it closer again if there was like the like follow through. Was again, like the initial play Grayson Allen made play on the ball was fine. It was just everything after that, the follow through, the pull down, the smirk, not going after helping Caruso out. Like, it was just everything after the initial play on the ball, which was fine. That was a good hard play on the ball. Everything after that was what made it such a dirty, scumbaggy play.
Yeah, so I think that the THT move was a dirty move too.
Yeah,
and I love THT. I'm biased in favor of THT. He's a Simeon boy. But that was a dirty play too. You got to protect defenseless players in the air, and the league has to take a hard stand on that. And fuck Grayson Allen. That's all I'm going to say.
that's probably a good way to wrap this up here. Fuck Grayson Allen. And get well soon, Alex Caruso. We're just going to have to hope the Bulls can kind of play through this. So. Anything else? Should we just wrap this bad boy up?
Yep, let's do it.
All right, that will do it for us here at Cash Consideration for this emergency podcast. Sad news, Alex Caruso out at least 6 to 8 weeks because of Grayson Allen's tomfoolery, buffoonishness, whatever the hell you want to call it. As always, shout out to the Blue Wire Network. If you like what we're doing here at Cash, please go check out all the other great podcasts of the Blue Wire Network. For us here at Cash, please rate and review us. Give us those 5-star ratings. If you want to come shit on us on Twitter, been taking plenty of that over the last day. Although, obviously, plenty of people on Alex Caruso on the Bulls side, but plenty of Grayson Allen defenders. If you want to come at us some more, come at us, bro. I'm at Bulls_J. Ricky is at SBN_Ricky. And then, obviously, for our podcast, please give us those 5-star rings on Apple. We're also on Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, all those good places. And also shout out to Fuzzgun, who makes our intro. Check out his SoundCloud. So this has been Jason and Ricky. Ricky finishing up his vacation. Thanks to him for taking time to do this emergency podcast. He's out in Tahoe taking some time here to talk about Alex Caruso and Grayson Allen being a punk-ass prick. So that's all for us here at Cash Considerations, the Chicago Bulls podcast. We will talk to you guys sometime next week. Take it easy, guys.
Bulls, ladies and gentlemen.